meeting, and it will be, oh, there, it tells you right there. And we will be meeting, we will be posting this meeting mm-hmm. on the PCPB website and our YouTube channel, just so you know. I want to thank everyone for joining us today. It's great. We're really excited about this opportunity and to have you come and introduce yourself to the subcommittee members. And so we do have to do some parliamentary business before we get started. So Anastasia and Caleb, I'm going to go ahead and have you just stand back while we do some parliamentary business. And then we'll go forward and have all of us introduce ourselves to you. And then we'll open up the floor for you to introduce yourselves to us and tell us why you want to come and join our lovely group here at the PCPB. So thank you again for being here on time. I'm really excited to get to know you both more. So going back to the agenda, we have our meeting minutes. The last time we met was in July. And so I'd like to make a motion to approve the meeting minutes.
I'll second.
All right. All in favor or any abstentions? All in favor, raise your hand.
Margaret says yes.
All right. All right. That passes unanimously. 1, 2, 3, 5. All right, 5-0. Okay, and is there any non-agenda public comment? Taking that, there's none. All right, well, at this time, what I'd like to do is let's go ahead. I'll ask Eva. I co-chair this subcommittee along with Eva Schmidt. So we're going to go around and have each of the board members just introduce themselves. Some, all but one of them is a committee member. Don is our board parliamentarian. So he's here to keep an eye on us tonight. All right, go ahead. You have the floor, Eva.
Hello, everybody. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Sorry, I had some technical difficulties joining you for a minute. But as Mandy said, I'm Eva Schmidt. This is my first term on the board. Mandy and I have been co-chairing the Environmental Committee since we were both elected to the board. The committee was actually not in existence then. So we started the Environmental Committee as an ad hoc. And then this summer, the Environmental Committee became a standing committee on the PCPB. For obvious reasons, this committee was brought to life. I think Mandy and I both have a very feel very strongly about environmental issues in the community that we felt were being left unaddressed, and also wanted to send sort of a signal to the city that, hey, this impacts everyone, this is important, and our community takes these issues seriously. As part of the Environmental Committee, we also felt very strongly that we wanted this to be a venue to give younger folks a voice. In some ways, I think Mandy and I are actually some of the younger people on the committee, and we're really not that young anymore. So we'd like to see some community involvement of, you know, high school students like yourselves. And we're really excited to meet you and have you be part of that process for the next few months to come. If you have any questions, ask now, ask later. We're always available. Reach out. Let us know.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Eva. Again, this is my second term. I just got reelected this last March for my second term on the board, but Eva and I have been co-chairing the environmental, originally as an ad hoc, but we stood it up as a permanent subcommittee because we do share that passion for environmental justice. And so it's just been really a great opportunity. I have two young children who go to school at Ocean Beach Elementary and Dana Middle School. My husband and I, we're here. I'm originally from Arizona, and it's a privilege to live here in San Diego. We got here because of our military roots, and the Navy brought us here back in 2009. And unless it was for military deployments and forcing us from here, we have decided to put roots down here in this lovely community. So I really appreciate you all coming here. It sounds like you're very like-minded and have a heart to serve your community. So I look forward to working with you all. If you want to go ahead, Angela.
Hello, Caleb and Anastasia. My name is Angela Vetter. I have lived in Point Loma since I was 10 years old, which is quite a long time ago. I have three daughters that have gone through all the schools around here, and my youngest finally graduated last year from Point Loma High. And I have been on the PCPB. This is going to be my first term, my first year actually, and I guess it was in March. So I'm very excited to have younger, people like you guys that are interested in joining and seeing what's, you know, coming up and getting your ideas and opinions on this subcommittee as well. So welcome and looking forward to it. Thanks.
Don? Oh, unmute yourself. It's like we're the Brady Bunch here in our windows.
Hi, I want to welcome you guys and congratulate you on your interest. I'm a member of the overall board. I'm not on the committee, just listening. Thank you.
Tina?
Hello, I am Tina Compton. I think some of you guys know me from the school recently, but I'm also, like Angela, first year term on this board and then also on the committee. I actually do have a lot of passion, really agree with Mandy, and even when they decided to have a Point Loma student liaison. I think that's a really good feature because there's so many children that are involved and want to get more involved in the environment, and we'd love to hear your guys' feedback. I've lived in Point Loma for about 25 years. I have four children that have gone through the school from Loan Portal, Dana Correa, and our current, the last 3 years in the high school where you guys are at. Other than that, I'm just same like-minded with all you guys, the same. And we just really, really are interested in finding some young students that want to give feedback that you guys are hearing from your school and what you guys are hearing on a different level than what we feel like as, quote, old people. So, all right, thank you.
And last but not least, Margaret.
Hi, everyone. Happy Wednesday. I'm Margaret Grissimo, born and raised Point Loma native, went to Point Loma High School. Go Pointers! Super excited to have some PL students in the house. Just a vice chair of the Peninsula Community Planning Board this year. I have sat on the Peninsula Community Planning Board for 3 terms. This is my 3rd term. Big proponent of the environment and creating stepstones and a building foundation for the future generations like you two to enjoy our communities and the future of San Diego on an environmental standpoint going into the future. It's important that students like yourself care about the world, the environment, and the climate action plans coming our way. It'll affect, your lives coming up soon. So it's important to get involved. Volunteer, you'll get the most out of it. And starting at your age will definitely groom you to be amazing human beings in our society in the future. And I encourage you to not only, join, these type of groups, but also look around into other groups in the community to give your time back and help us make this world and our own local communities a better place to live. I welcome you. I'm proud of you all for even taking these steps. And I wish you both the best of luck.
Thank you, Margaret. All right, well, we've introduced everyone here. So I'm gonna open up the floor. Ladies first, I'm gonna ask Anastasia if you'd like to go ahead and you have 5-10 minutes to go ahead and introduce yourself to the group. But Eva, you had something to say?
Yeah, I can interject briefly. We had 3 applicants, right?
Yes.
Do we know if the third person may be having technical difficulties? Like I did, the link on the flyer did not work, or is she no longer? I just want everyone to have an opportunity to participate if they want.
Yes. Caleb had emailed me that there was an issue. Not everyone had an issue with the link, but I did forward it. But this applicant, she was on the original. Okay. I emailed her. I had issues opening up her application. So I even emailed her and asked for another document to be submitted that I could look, and I have not heard back from her. So maybe she changed her mind.
Okay.
But yeah, I have not received any contact from her, from the other applicant that was listed. So
okay. Thanks for clarifying. I just want everyone to have an opportunity if they're still interested. So, but it sounds like you've crossed the T's and dotted the I's and tried to include her. So
yes. All right. Well, Anastasia, the floor is all yours. Let me know if you need to share your screen or anything. I can change those your capabilities.
Thank you all. It's really nice to be here. So I'm Anastasia Birmingham. I just go by Anna. And I'm a 10th grader at Point Loma. I actually just got back from a cross-country meet. So, but otherwise, I've always had a very strong interest in the environment and really a desire to help my community. Recently, I was reading this book called The Future We Choose by 2 of the people who were involved in the communications and negotiations of the Paris Climate Agreement back in 2015. And one thing they talked about was the scenario in 30 years, if we took the action we need now to really combat the climate crisis. And I found one really important part of this future would be community and being involved with those around you. And I really, when I heard about this opportunity, I really like reflected back on that. And I thought it was very relevant. And I think as the generation that will kind of have to pick up the pieces of this and really take the action we need, I really would like to be involved in organizations like this. And with MadCaps, we do a lot of volunteer work, and I'm a part of Girl Scouts. And recently, so they have the bronze, silver and gold award. For the silver award in the, I think it's the Point Loma Native Garden, I established or built a bee house for an endangered species of pollinators there. And in the future, for this gold award, I would like to help them again by establishing benches. They would like some help with that. So I really would like to give back to my community, and I think it's very important. And I think this is one of the best opportunities I have. So thank you. I really appreciate all of you guys and the work you do. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Anastasia. Again, I'm very impressed with the youth showing up here. And you made a statement, like you said, you're going to be left having to pick up the pieces of the failed policy that we have with regard to environmentalism. So I'm really excited for you to join our group and see what we can work on together and bring some change to our community. So thank you. Last but not least, Caleb, you have the floor. Go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Caleb. I'm an 11th grader who goes to Point Loma High School. As Ms. Vetter already said, I am a part of Greenpeace, which is a club that is dedicated to spreading awareness about the environment at my school. I also just recently became the editor of my school newspaper's sustainability and environmental part of the newspaper, which is nice. So I edit about 3 to 4 articles every month, and I can pitch ideas to them if they don't have any ideas. Like I just pitched an article which revolves around like the LA oil spills that just occurred a couple weeks ago back, which is really, I find very interesting. really, I've been in love with the environment since a very young age. The first national park I went to was with my mother when I went when I was 7, I believe, to Sequoia National Park. Ever since then, we have been lucky enough that we can go to a different national park every single year. On top of that, I have been really interested in sustainability and environmental studies, perhaps conservation science or environmental law when I become older. And I think that, for example, what I've looked at the minutes of past meetings, and I've seen that you have worked with Non-Toxic San Diego. I thought that was very, very interesting. And I had great admiration for the work that you did about that. I think that this organization will not only give me the insight of like local community and how it can really impact and not only an overall Point Loma, but also the rest of San Diego. I also think that it can really give me insight on just working with people. I think that I can say that one of the things I need to work on most in my general character and skills is to work with people on to go to a certain goal. I think that this will give me a great chance to do that with all of you lovely people. And I think that is it for me. And I just want to thank you again for this opportunity and thank you all for the time.
Thank you so much, Caleb. Again, I'm very impressed with your participation in community. So, and all that you guys have got your life figured out, it seems. All right. Well, we did have 3 applicants. And so the rule was we were going to select 2 applicants. And being that we only have 2 who showed up, which this was a mandatory meeting and part of the process, we don't have to pull from a hat. We have, I'd like to introduce our latest and greatest members of the Peninsula Community Planning Board. You're our first new high school liaison. So congratulations.
Congrats, guys.
Yeah, I would like to thank you all for this, but I wanted to let you know, I did want to reach out and introduce you to the community. And I wanted to ask, would you feel comfortable with an interview potentially with Dave Schwab with the Beacon to help introduce you to the community and let them know who you are and what you're about?
Of course.
Yeah, and then.
Very much be willing to do that.
Yeah, so I can't guarantee that, but I'm gonna reach out to him and see if he would introduce you to the community and let people know about this amazing opportunity, because this is our pilot program. So you're the first. And so this is a big deal. Now, I haven't talked to you about this, Eva, and I wanted to throw this out to the group, because now, you know, you understand the requirements, you know, you both will be reporting to Eva and I, and you, the requirement was attendance of 6 meetings, whether it's a main board meeting or a subcommittee meeting. And so our environmental subcommittee meeting, we meet roughly about every 2 to 3 months. The pandemic has impacted that, but you are more than willing to participate in any of the other subcommittee meetings as well. We have several different subcommittees, and you can take a look at when they meet and who the chair is on our website, which is pcpb.net. Mm-hmm. Our main board meetings are always on the 3rd Thursday of every month, and you're more than welcome to come. Now, you will not be a voting member because, you know, your age, and we have to follow our bylaws, but I got to thinking, you're more than welcome to participate in the discussion as always and contribute to the narrative. But I thought, let's put them to work. I have an idea, and I wanted to talk to it with you, Eva, and the other subcommittee members and get your thoughts. But I thought it'd be kind of cool to task them, and we would, you know, give them oversight and direction, but have Caleb and Anastasia work to do some research and create a letter with a request or a recommendation to the city and our council member in D2 requesting an environmental improvement or mitigation for our community. What do you think about us working with them to, you know, help them with that process, and then eventually, at the end, it would result in a letter that would be potentially approved by our subcommittee members to present to the main board to get approved.
Mandy, if I may, because I have to leave here in a few minutes. First and foremost, congrats to you two. I look forward to working with you two. I wish I had more time for this meeting. I'm sure I will get to spend more time with you in the future. But first and foremost, before we reach out to Dave Schwab and anything like that, make sure that these two individuals get introduced to the board first at one of the meetings before you reach out to any publications, just to follow. The Peninsula Community Planning Board is real strict with rule by rule, play by play, especially for subcommittees. You'll learn that, Caleb and Anastasia, you'll see how it's really regulated and everything has to just really go through the main board. All the subcommittees, we report back. So that's where I would first introduce them, is at one of the Peninsula Community Planning Board meetings. Then once you've got there, okay, good to go, we're good to start, then probably reach out to the publications. Correct, Dawn?
That's good advice.
Yeah, I think that's great advice, Margaret. Anastasia and Caleb, would you be available next Thursday to attend? Our meetings do go a little long, and I know it's a school night. They start at 6 p.m., and you do have to register for that meeting. The Zoom link will be available most likely on, I'd say, Monday is when the agenda will be posted at the latest, but you have to pre-register for that meeting. It would be helpful if we could have you there and you could make a formal introduction and take some time to introduce yourselves to our other board members. That's a great idea, Margaret.
Just have Fred, because the board members would love to meet these guys. And I would just have Fred move them up to the top of the agenda.
You know, that's good. Maybe we can move it so you're not there that late. I'll ask Fred to move you to earlier because I don't want you. Sometimes we go long. We like to hear ourselves talk. So
it's a cool night.
All right. Well, yes, I'll try to make sure we can move that to the beginning of the agenda to avoid, you know, a late night for you, because I want to make sure that we're supporting your education. That's your first priority. But at this moment, just again, we'll be in touch. I will send an email out to you with the agenda once it does come through our board, but it is also, it'll always be posted monthly on the website. So that's where you can pre-register. So going back to my request for them to work on a project, Eva and I can kind of work on that with you. Do you think that would be something that we can start mentoring them and, you know, starting that discussion about what they'd like to see with regards to environmental changes here in our community.
Mm-hmm. Caleb, Anastasia, is that something you're interested in, or do you have anything on sort of that you know you feel strongly about, or any particular interests?
I think there's a variety of things that I would maybe would have like some time to think and narrow down the choices too, but I think it's definitely something that would interest me. Yes.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think there's a lot of things we could cover, and I think, yeah, we should narrow it down. One thing I'm personally thinking of is I think clean energy is really something we need to push for. So if I think it'd be good to mention something like that, because I think that does tie back into legislation, but I would be very willing to work on something like this.
Oh, that's great news. That's great news. So
and we're putting you on the spot like this.
I know. We're putting you to work. Well, I am very encouraged. It's going to be a great experiment here, being that it's the pilot program. And again, feel free to reach out to Eva and I if you have any questions, need any information, and we can start having a discussion about where you want to go and how you want to advocate for that change here in our community. So thank you, everyone. If there's nothing left, I can adjourn the meeting after. Yes, go ahead, Eva.
It just sort of, Mandy mentioned the other subcommittee meetings as well. And again, you don't have to feel like you only have to attend environmental committee meetings. I think it's a really good idea to probably get a more, just sort of a broad perspective of how does a community board work? How, what mm-hmm. is the process like? What are the other subcommittees like? How does an issue work its way from the community to a subcommittee to the main board? So, you know, I encourage you just avail yourself of any and all opportunities if you're interested. I think we have so much to learn from you, and what we can give back to you is maybe just sort of the institutional knowledge of how this works. You know, what is the process? You bring the ideas, we can sort of teach you the process.
Yes, Anastasia?
I was wondering, is the best method of communication, would that be email?
Email. I also have my cell phone that I can forward. Eva, is it okay if I share their contact information with you, like the cell phone, just in case?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I text is really great for me. I am a working mom, so when I'm at work, I obviously can't answer the phone, but I can often reply to a quick text between patients. Or email is also great for me.
Yeah, after this call, I'll be sure to forward that information to both of you, for sure. So, all right. Well, it's
just real quick, Mandy.
Oh, go ahead.
Remember how we had to take that ECOW training?
The cow.
Yes. I have downloaded the, you know, whatever that's called, the presentation.
Okay.
And, you know, just the slides that they give you that mm-hmm. just, do you think that it would be a good idea for them to just see what, you know, how a meeting is conducted, you know, what the rules are, or no?
Like, I guess, like at the board meeting, just, yeah. You know, okay. So yeah. I think that
familiar. I don't know if it's something that we should even bother them with or not.
I think that that's something that's definitely going to come up through the process. You know, they're going to learn parliamentary procedure. And honestly, I kind of learned it as I went a little bit, you know, with that. But I think the more opportunities, you know, where you show up, you kind of get familiar with the process. I definitely would have you pull up the agenda when you do attend these meetings, because that will help guide you through the plan of action for that meeting. And then I'll also let you know, you're not a voting member. So if they call for voting of any kind, don't raise your hand. But you also would want to, but I encourage you to utilize the non-agenda public comment. You get 2 minutes at the beginning of every board meeting. So if you have something that you're working on, or shoot, if you want to tell people why you love Christmas and why it's your favorite holiday, you can talk about whatever you want, really, if it's appropriate. So I encourage you to utilize that as a platform potentially to bring to light some things that you care about within our community, or some things that you're working on that you want to let the community know about. So, all right. Well, if that's it, is there any more questions? Any more announcements? All right. Well, with that, it's 6:03. This meeting is adjourned. All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
Bye, everyone.